A federal judge today temporarily blocked the city of Burlington from taking down a homeless encampment. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, a lawsuit from the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is aimed at stopping the city's practice of disbanding homeless encampments.
The three lead plaintiffs in the case are three people living at a camp on Burlington's North Avenue. Jay Diaz is a staff attorney at the ACLU.
These individuals have nowhere to go. The city shelters are full. They don't have any resources to get shelter of their own. And so they're doing basic life-sustaining activities, having a place to sleep that's out of the way, that's harmless, that's innocent, and sheltering themselves from the elements.
The ACLU's emergency motion to block that takedown was granted by a federal judge, and the full lawsuit seeks to stop the city from taking down these camps in general. Diaz says when the city removes people from a camp, they're criminalizing homelessness.
People need to understand that everyone needs a place to sleep. Everyone needs a place to shelter themselves from the elements. And on a policy level, the question for the city is, when there's no place else to go, is the city going to push people out and tell them they simply can't be here, effectively banning them from the entire city?
Burlington City Attorney Eileen Blackwood disagrees. She says the city doesn't shut down a camp unless there's an environmental or health and safety concerns.
The city doesn't go around and try to remove all of these encampments, and I think that's one of our the biggest disagreements that we have with the ACLU about this, is that this is very much a case-by-case situation.
Blackwood says the city is not criminalizing homelessness.
The folks that have been moved from spaces by the police have all always found other spaces to go. Nobody is getting arrested.
Blackwood says the city is working on a response to the ACLU's lawsuit. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.